And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
Employee ownership, what are the pros and cons? So let's say you own 100% of your company, but your employees are pressuring you to offer them some type of ownership, and you're worried about losing them if you don't. What are your alternatives? Or perhaps you're listening today as an employee at a company that's been wondering, how can I get in on the ownership of this company, especially if it's sold one day for hundreds of millions of dollars? So what are the alternatives? First, there's outright stock grants. This is obviously where the company grants to its employees a certain amount of ownership, and that ownership is essentially vested right away. Those are compared typically to option plans, which have some type of a vesting schedule or performance conditions where the stock is dribbled out over time according to a certain schedule. Those types of plans come in both qualified and non-qualified versions, and the difference between those two are usually stock-driven. But the point I really want to emphasize today is as follows. Many people think they want to own your company, and they actually don't. Do they really want to be up on Thursday night worrying about payroll? Do they want to be a guarantee on the bank loan? Do they want to have the other obligations that come with business ownership? What are some of the non-stock options that are available to be an owner of the company? There's a wide variety of them. One is called a phantom plan. In a phantom plan, you create a bucket, essentially, of stock-like rights. There's also various bonus plans, profit participation plans, profit sharing plans, stock appreciation rights, or SARs, which create essentially a tracking stock within your company to allow people to benefit from the value that they create in the company as it grows, but without actually having ownership. The bottom line is, what's right for you versus what rights for your employees are a delicate balance. Get it right, figure it out, and don't just randomly give out stock because people are pressuring you for ownership. It could be a decision that you really regret down the road.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.